Track 4, and it's on with the news. Driver avoids jail after fatal crash. A driver who suffered a sneezing fit and crashed into a couple walking their dog, killing an 83-year-old man, has avoided an immediate jail sentence. Colin Williams from Newton Abbot tried to dry his eyes, but did not slow down or stop his BMW car when he had a sneezing episode and struck the couple in St Ives, Cornwall. A court heard when he did regain his sight, he saw David and Daphne Clark in front of him, and despite swerving, he mounted a footpath and hit them. Truro Crown Court heard 46-year-old Williams immediately tried to help at the scene and admitted to police what he had done. He said by the time he could see, he was on the wrong side of the road and the couple were right in front of me. The collision happened in Trelawyan Avenue in St Ives in daylight in April 2024, and Mr Clark died from head injuries a week later in hospital. His wife suffered life-changing injuries. Williams of Horseshoe Drive, Newton Abbot, admitted causing death by careless driving and causing serious injury by careless driving. The court heard Williams, who had no previous convictions, suffered a momentary lapse of concentration and reacted inappropriately, but it was not a deliberate act. Judge Simon Carr said these cases were the most difficult and tragic to be sentenced. He said Williams, who started sneezing and tried to dry his eyes, but he should have stopped or slowed down. He knows now he should have acted differently. He said the consequences were catastrophic and it was an enormous tragedy, but no sentence will bring an end for the family or the defendant who had shown the most genuine remorse. Judge Carr sentenced Williams to 8 months in jail, suspended for 2 years, and banned him from driving for 12 months.
Dawlish groups receive council grants. Charities, organisations and events have benefited from thousands of pounds funding from Dawlish Town Council. The largest grant of £5,000 was awarded to Assist Teambridge, which improves the lives of individuals across the district through community support services, including assistance in claiming benefits and entitlements, and paid for services including sitting and home help, home care and nail trimming. The charity, which was awarded the King's Awards for Voluntary Service, has been helping people in Teignmouth and Dawlish and surrounding areas for more than 20 years. Members of the Town Council's Finance and General Purposes Committee were told that in total, the benefit checks that Assist Teignbridge had helped members of the public with had resulted in £550,000 being granted to individuals. Of the 432 inquiries made to the charity, 234 were from residents in the parish of Dawlish. Its staff and volunteers provide a range of paid and free community support services, catering to those facing mobility, frailty or sensory challenges. A grant of £1,000 was awarded to the Girl Guiding Star Cross in Dawlish. A spokesman for the guide said, "We are delighted to have received a generous grant of £1,000 from Dawlish Town Council towards our much-needed replacement mess tent marquee, enabling us to update this essential part of our camping equipment." Another grant of £2,000 was granted to the Dark River Music Festival. The one-day live music festival is a community event featuring local musicians hosted at venues throughout the town. And a very small grant of £500 was also awarded to Dawlish Chamber of Trade. Councillor Linda Petherick told the committee the application was for promotions for the Town Council's Christmas event, and the Chamber of Trade had worked very hard with the Town Council to help with the Christmas funds.
Pupils to benefit from walkability scheme. Pupils in Newton Abbot will soon be able to take part in free pedestrian safety training as Devon County Council's walkability scheme secures a further £100,000 worth of funding. The Council's child safety training for primary school children has received additional funding from Vision Zero South West. The additional funding will allow it to continue through to March 2028. More than 4,000 pupils from 50 schools have taken part in the pilot scheme after it launched last year. The programme covers a range of essential road safety topics through theory and practical sessions. Children gain an understanding of road signs and what they mean, how to identify safe routes to cross and navigate road crossings. They are also taught the Green Cross Code and the benefit of walking. This training is a perfect way not only to raise children's awareness of road safety, but also to arm them with the knowledge and skills which will help them throughout the rest of their lives. If children are more confident in walking to and from school, hopefully it will also encourage more families to walk to school and around their local community more often.
Devon FA's Christmas Toy Appeal. The Newton Abbot-based Devon Football Association has launched a Christmas toy appeal to ensure children across the county can celebrate the festive season with a gift. The toy appeal, backed by Newton Abbot Town Council, will support three Devon organisations that care and support children and families in need, namely Children's Hospice South West, Trevi and the CWTCH Hub. Football is all about community, teamwork and heart, and this appeal is a wonderful way to show the spirit off the pitch, said Devon FA Chief Chris French. A simple gift can make a world of difference to a child this Christmas. Anyone wishing to support the appeal can drop off new, unwrapped toys to the county ground on Coach Road in Newton Abbot throughout November. Toys will be distributed in time for Christmas.
Teambridge poppy wreaths head to London. Poppy wreaths and Teambridge were taken on the Poppies to Paddington Great Western Railway for this year's Remembrance Day ceremony. Started during the pandemic, the special train service picks up and transports wreaths from towns along the route to London. This year, Mayor of Teignmouth, Councillor Kate Williams, was joined by Town Councillor Vanda Rudge and District Councillor Pete Williams to present a wreath on behalf of the town. Then it was on to Dawlish, where the 703 stopped to greet Mayor Councillor Anthony James and volunteer Noreen Goodchild, who'd helped to make the handmade crochet wreath which was delivered to GWR staff. The service started at Penzance, and this year Queen Camilla joined the event by boarding a train to Paddington to lay the wreath at the War Memorial Station.
Pick up some pre-loved children's clothes. The chance to pick up some pre-loved children's clothes is coming to Newton Abbot this month. Ford Hall Family and Social Club will host Barely, and that's B-E-A-R-L-Y, Barely Used Pre-Loved Markets latest event from 9:30 to 11:30 on Sunday, November the 16th. Though primarily an opportunity to bag a bargain on second-hand clothing for children from birth up to 12 years old, there will also be toys and books on sale. With ample free parking and toilets on site, the social club off Brunel Road will also have hot drinks and sweet treats on offer. Entry for adults is £1, cash only, with children going free.